Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hour number two, it's Baldwin McCullough coming to you live from New York, and we're grateful that you're with us no matter where you're at. You can find us also online at BaldwinMcCullough.com. That's BaldwinMcCullough.com, and you can join the video chat there. We've got the video up tonight, and thanks to Alex in the video room for making that all happen. We're talking towards the end of the last hour about the shooting that took place in New York City, and of course, those of Stephen Baldwin, who's, if you're in the video chat, he's the one texting on his phone right there. That's him right there.
I'm working.
Yeah. Sort of. No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm working.
You know, being
always working.
You're distracting.
On behalf of Baldwin McCullough.
So you say. Whatever gets you to sleep at night, pal. That's all I got to say. We New Yorkers live here. We're in the midst of this kind of media storm that was the Empire State Building shooting. However, the principles of what's going on here are really a microcosm of what could impact every law enforcement officer and citizen in the country. Because a lot of times what New York adopts, then other cities decide that they're going to follow through on. And Mayor Bloomberg has continually said federal politics, particularly the federal authorities, particularly the president, need to use more federal power to try to force, to bully citizens to give up their lawfully owned firearms. And what we saw in the Empire State Building shooting was very simple. His very strict rules of gun ownership and gun possession in New York City did nothing to stop a violent man from killing an innocent bystander. And Kevin McCullough, my question being, if you had had more citizens armed on the street this last week, would there have been fewer people injured? Would perhaps no killing at all have taken place? If the guy brandished a gun and the other guy pulled one out and says, "I don't think you want to do that," maybe it would have been. Maybe he would have been disarmed and put his weapon down. That's what I'm wondering out loud, and I'm curious if you are with me on that, or if you say nope. The idea that we should have tighter controls on the ownership of guns is the way we should go. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It is Baldwin McCullough live, because we are live and we're taking your calls. 888-340-3373. Let's start with Heather in Fort Benning, Georgia. Heather, welcome. You're on with Stevie B and KMC. Hi.
Yes, thank you. When we were stationed up in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, I used to hear you on AFR Talk. But now we're down here, can't get you except on iTunes Radio.
Well, we're glad to be on iTunes Radio tonight, so thanks for having us there.
It's awesome. I just want to, I agree completely with you, Kevin, that tighter gun control is going to do nothing but leave us, the law-abiding citizen, at risk.
Hmm.
And no law can think of what a can be in the mind of what a criminal is going to do ahead of time. Even the law-abiding citizen who loses his mind from one day to the next, just like this gentleman did, nothing is going to stop that. No law, no tighter grip on it is going to help this. If you look at the murder rates in Chicago from 2001 to today, they're double. They're double that of the soldiers that we have lost in Afghanistan to date.
Hmm.
And if you also look in Kennesaw, Georgia, their murder rate has decreased because they have loosened their gun control laws.
Well, the same thing happened in Texas, Heather, when a few years back when the state of Texas decided to loosen its gun laws, allow concealed carry, do all these things. You saw all of the major felony crime rates drop. Burglary, murder, rape, they all took a sharp drop. So I agree with you. Thank you for the call. Thank you for chasing us down there in Fort Benning. We don't have, you couldn't find us, so you found us online. I'm grateful for that. Thanks, Heather. Let's go to line two. Harry is calling from Fairbanks, Alaska. Hi, Harry.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Where are you listening to us from tonight?
I don't know the call station of the radio, but it's 6:60 a.m. Here in Fairbanks. One of my coworkers tuned it up for me. But we sit and listen to Fox TV in the office where I work all the time.
Sure.
And when I heard you comment about the guns, I'd like to tell you something that that I did some years ago. I was a treasury agent working for the U.S. Customs down in San Diego for a period of time, and I collect old guns. They're just, you know, I just buy rifles and guns and stuff like that. And one time we had some friends over for dinner, and one of the gentlemen asked, "Have you bought any new guns lately?" And right away, his wife said, "I hate guns. Why do you have to have guns?" I said, and I commented, "Look, I'm not a hunter anymore, but I love to shoot. People like shooting bow and arrows. People like go bowling. I like the challenge of shooting, you know, and I like old guns. That's what I collect."
Okay.
And she was ranting on, "We need more guns, laws, and blah, 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 blah." So while she was doing that and they were drinking their wine and beer, I went across town. Now, at the time, I was in Clovis, California. I'm up here working for the summer as a contractor.
Okay.
But I went on the west side of town, on the worst part of town, found somebody to sell me a pistol. I went to the bank, got the money, paid the guy $275 for it, and then I walked into my house, and while everybody was sitting at the table, I threw the gun on the table, and I said, "How many laws are going to stop me from doing that?" I said, "You just said that you would need more laws, or gun laws. However many laws you want to put out there, the black market will go rampant with illegal guns."
Yeah, it's like what my grandma used to say: when guns are outlawed, only the outlaws will have guns.
Mm.
All right, Harry, thank you. And thanks to KFAR AM 660 in Fairbanks, Alaska. We didn't know that they were carrying the show, but we have a new affiliate, so I'm excited about that.
And what's the iTunes thing?
It's TuneIn.com or .org, one of the two. But it's a radio aggregator online. You can find shows by title instead of necessarily by station.
So if I go to
TuneIn.
TuneIn.com.
Yeah.
On there I can search Baldwin McCullough.
And it'll pull up different times that it's on different stations. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, very cool. All right, 888-340-3373. We're talking about the Empire State Building shooting, and Mayor Bloomberg, who's been just beating the tar out of the presidential candidates, "How come you guys aren't trying to advocate for stricter gun laws?" And it might be because they don't work, Mayor. I mean, I know you're the mayor right here in our city, but I thought you were smarter than this. Your cops shot up the nine people that got injured. It was shrapnel and other things. It was collateral. They weren't aiming at people. But that's how, I mean, innocent civilians got hurt 10 times more than they would have probably had to if you just had an armed citizenry. What's the downside to having everybody carry all the time? I will promise you, people will be much less inclined to commit violent armed crime.
Now, we're in New York.
Yes.
Very liberal state.
Yes.
And there would be a lot of people that might agree with the mayor.
Yeah.
They might say, "Hey, you know, the problem..." And this has been for decades now. They've had these big campaigns, you know, to kids on the street, turn in your gun, you know, get a free, bag of peanuts, whatever it is, you know, that most of that is not very incentivizing, so to speak, for a lot of these young people. But they have seen a lot of positive response to that sort of thing.
Mm.
Well, they've collected sometimes hundreds and sometimes thousands of guns in one of those campaigns.
That all then end up getting stolen from police stores and then
absolutely,
and then end up back on the street being used in the committing of armed robberies.
I think what's interesting to talk about here is when you see historically the implementation of this idea in certain states, crime goes down.
Yep.
So
almost,
I mean,
every time.
2 + 2 = 4. I mean, if you know that.
So why is the mayor so stupid? Why is Bloomberg such a
this
raving lunatic?
This is the same guy that flew 48 times in his helicopter, breaking his own law.
Well, and it's the guy, I might add, that has himself surrounded with people who have concealed arms.
And we talked about that. You know, isn't it funny? The billionaire, Mayor Mike.
He used to have to pay him. Now the city pays him.
But you know, in addition to that, isn't it funny? When you have that kind of money to have people around you carrying guns, that's one thing. But, you know, you wanting to say, oh, that, you know, people, regular Joe guys, shouldn't have the gun, that's another thing.
Yeah, especially the law-abiding people, which, again, I just think you put guns in everybody's hand, the inclination to do something bad goes down big time.
Or give them the right to do so, yes.
Yeah. All right, it's Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us. Coming right back, you can also check us online, BaldwinMcCullough.com. That's BaldwinMcCullough.com. You can also join our Facebook or our...
Every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan. 44,000 children become orphaned every single day. And every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition. Every 90 seconds. That's why the talk radio hosts Danny Johnson, Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough are combining efforts along with Food for Orphans for 2012 in 2012. Our desire is to try to feed 2,012 orphans in the calendar year of 2012. $92 will feed an orphan right now for the next entire year. That's 25 cents a meal. And friends, this is a specially designed diet. It has 17 vitamins and nutrients that are unique to orphans' malnourished states. Call now 1-888-340-3373 or jump online to 2012in2012.info. That's 2012in2012.info.
Good day, Peter Krajnovel from Midas Resources. Today is August 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,6520. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,0666, $853.33 for a half ounce, and $426.67 for a quarter ounce. $17,0666, $853.33, and $426.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're glad that you're with us every Saturday night live from New York. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Calvin McCullough.
Yo, yo, yo.
He spent time in prison this week. I didn't. Just the way it works sometimes, I guess. Anyway, and a big shout-out to KFAR, Fairbanks, Alaska. We did not know that we were on the air in Fairbanks, and I'm sure that's just an oversight from our affiliate department, but we're thrilled to be up there. It's a great station. They've got a lot of really good stuff that they carry throughout the week, and for those of you listening to AM 660, KFAR, thanks for being there, and thanks for taking us with you tonight. We were honored to get Harry's call, and anybody in Fairbanks that wants to join the conversation, you're allowed to as well. Plus, great stations all over the country, including Iowa and North Carolina, where we're going to go to for our next two calls. We're talking about the Empire State Building shooting. A man who had no criminal record stepped up, popped a couple of caps into a guy he used to work for because he just got fired from designing handbags for him. Boy, if there's not a TV series in that storyline, I don't know where you can find one. But the guy ends up dead. Fired a year earlier. No, come on. It was just shortly.
No, it was a year.
It was a full year? I missed that part of the story. That's really surprising. Anyway, so he held a grudge for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a gun illegally. He bought it illegally. He got it in the city illegally, possessed it in the city illegally. And for all the stuff that Mayor Bloomberg has assaulted my ears with over the last year, but wow, you know, Romney and Obama don't have anything to say about federal gun laws and how we need to be getting more guns off the street. I don't know what it is about people like Mayor Bloomberg, but every time you take guns off the street, you're only disarming the law abiders because guess what? The crooks don't turn them in. Funny how that works. Oddly enough. Anyway, line three, by the way, we got one phone line open, 888-340-3373. Line three is Diana in Iowa. Diana, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough tonight. Hi. We don't have line three. Okay, let's go to line one. Adele is in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hello, Adele.
Hi, Mr. McCullough. I appreciate your program. And Mr. Baldwin, I appreciate you being there with him. I wanted to say that my husband was a firearms instructor at a police academy. He was a police officer.
Mm.
And he and I used to discuss the gun laws all the time. And he had some very strong views about this. And
I can only imagine.
Yeah, right. And there were like several things. One, he felt that a person should be vetted and vetted for a while, not just a quick vetting.
Mm-hmm.
And then they should have firearms instruction and have a certificate of some kind that says that, you know, a qualified firearms certificate saying that they've been trained. And here's a thought for you. If we have very strict gun laws and we're not, I'm just thinking about this myself, okay, but if we do this, I wonder if that isn't a step forward for martial law, for the government to just kind of, you know, even take over that.
Well, it's an interesting thought and probably a huge thought for gun enthusiasts and people who want to obviously completely defend the Second Amendment, and I am one of those people. It's interesting that you say this because I talked with Kevin about this earlier today, and a weird kind of thing to consider here with the Constitution and Second Amendment and, you know, everybody thinking, so many liberals and so many progressive people say, hey, you know, things have changed in America and, you know, a lot of these laws were written at a time and in a place and, you know, during a society that was this and that. And Kevin and I were talking about this earlier, and I'm wondering, is it time really, like you said, those people being vetted? Do we need to vet the Second Amendment? Do we need to vet the Constitution and change the Constitution in the future? Because, hey, times have changed and this and that. Or do we need to look at that idea and say to ourselves, maybe going back to those reasons, going back to the reasons the Constitution was created. It was created to keep these certain ideas very simple and basic. And now you have a lot of people that want to change them under the auspices of, hey, things have changed. I don't agree with that at all. I think that the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms is for the individual. It's the right for me to defend my home and my family and my property, and I don't care what's happened or how the times have changed or the culture or society or any of that. Like you just said, the minute the government starts to try to implement laws or changes to this idea, it is maybe a creepy, kind of scary indication going forward that these rights are going to be taken away from us.
Right, exactly.
It's very scary to me.
Adele, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Here's what I think, and maybe you disagree with this. 888-340-3373. Just start giving guns to everybody over the age of 10. Just make it a requirement that everybody have a gun. And, you can teach them how to use it. I'm okay with that.
10?
Having some vetting. Yeah. I was shooting at 10.
Well, I don't...
How old were you when
I
you
shot... I don't think I agree with that, Kevin.
How old were you... Pansy, how old were you when you shot your first gun?
You don't just give an 11-year-old a gun, whether he knows how to use it or not.
How old were you when you shot it the first time?
I was, my father was a rifle coach at Massapequa High School, and I would...
What did your father not teach at Massapequa High?
Yeah, and there was a rifle range in the basement of the high school.
Nice. Did they use live ammo?
Yeah, 22 caliber rifles with scopes and all that. So
in the basement of the public school.
I was probably 9.
You can tell that was pre-Columbine.
Yeah, I was probably 9 years old when I first fired a weapon.
See, hence my point. By age 10, you would have had enough instruction and be able to operate
it
safely.
No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree that...
Why not?
Because if I'm 11 years old and I'm walking outside the Empire State Building
Give
and a guy shoots somebody, I don't have enough life experience to know what the right thing is or the wrong thing is.
See, when we settled this country, when pioneers went from east to west, you had 10-year-olds.
I love when you do this. Go ahead.
You had 10-year-olds that knew how to...
Kevin McCullough.
You had 10-year-olds that knew how to shoot, and they knew what responsibility was, and they knew how to hold the gun.
Maybe you're right.
And see, I think that...
Maybe if an 11-year-old at Columbine had a weapon, who knows?
You take down those two guys before they are able to march into every classroom and do what they did. I mean, it's hard to argue with that mentality. You have one person in the Aurora Theater that was armed that puts a well-placed bullet right through the guy's nose.
Our number is 888-340-3373.
Arm the chillens.
888-340-3373. What are your thoughts here on Baldwin McCullough Live? Let us know.
Daddy, can I have a gun?
Yes. Come this way.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. We're talking about the Empire State Building disaster, the shooting and then the injuring of 9 innocent people because of shrapnel caused by the police shooting the killer. How much of this could have just been avoided if an armed citizenry existed in New York City? That's kind of what I've asked. We're taking your calls on it at 888-340-3373, and we're going to go to Rockland County in just a second. 888-340-3373. But why are some people saying that great skin rocks? I'll tell you why. Because there's a skincare that actually gives you results, a skincare system that actually gives you results. Guaranteed. It's backed by a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now you can join thousands of people who are saying great skin truly does rock. Go to greatskinrocks.com. See the testimonials for yourself. Kids, people, adults, all ages getting results in their skincare in 45 minutes, all the way up to 2 weeks, a month. You'll see the difference. Formulated to literally turn back the hands of time, increasing collagen 260% in your skin using the signature ingredient Mannosex, which is the most powerful and potent aloe vera in the world. And right now, every person that calls can get a free sample. 877-970-SKIN. In fact, it's not a sample. It's a full-sized product of the gel and the wash that they're going to give to you for free. 877-970-SKIN. And while you're there, since you get a 45-day guarantee, why not buy a 30-day trial kit? And if it doesn't work, you can return it. But try it for yourself. Try the 30-day package. It's backed by a 45-day guarantee. You have nothing to lose. 877-970-SKIN, 877-970-7546, 877-970-SKIN, or online at greatskinrocks.com. All right, let's go up to Joe in Rockland County, New York. This is from Stevie B's hood. So, Joe, go right ahead. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Listen, I gotta agree with Baldwin. Just look at the facts. You had two highly trained police officers, probably the best trained police officers in the entire country, bar none. They're certified. They're constantly at their firing
line. All right, they're the very best. I get it. Go ahead.
Okay. So nine straight bullets, it hasn't been proven yet, but nine straight bullets, because in the cloud of the whole incident, struck these passerbyers.
Right.
Now, just imagine, those are professionals. Imagine somebody carrying a gun, hasn't gone to the shooting range in 2.5 years. You would feel safer on the street?
Yeah, I would.
That guy? Or
yep.
Five of those kind of guys? Everybody taking a pot shot?
No, Joe, I would totally feel safer. You know why?
What?
Because if the crook knows that everybody's got a gun, he's not going to commit the crime to begin with.
Nah, this man was driven, probably possessed. He was going to commit this crime anyhow.
Then the guy he shows up to kill kills him. I'm telling you, you put guns in everybody's hand, the likelihood that violent crime is going to happen goes down.
You're propagating some kind of wide herb street setting where everybody's pulling a gun on each other.
So?
I'm going to tell you, if that be the case, more people would be dead.
No, you're statistically false, Joe. It's been proven to work. Look in the states that have the loosest gun laws right now, and they have the lowest crime rates.
How many people were on the street in Manhattan?
They have the lowest crime rates.
They were falling like flies from ricochet bullets. And there was only two police officers who were trained to shoot at the central...
And they hurt nine people. The trained people took out, collateral damage-wise, nine other civilians.
Because that's the fact of what happens in a gun battle. Not because they were...
Which means we should be doing all we can to limit those, right?
Not by arming the public. I'm telling you, if you armed the public, I would rather have two police officers in that precious situation with all of their training and the nine stray bullets than to have a crossfire of five...
And Joe, let me just say this. In the sensibility of where you're coming from, I agree with you, and it makes sense.
Right.
I believe... You know, Kevin's coming at it like from more of a broad strokes perspective, and in the statistical history of these types of situations, there's a big part of what he's saying that isn't so far from wrong. If you go to certain states, Joe, when people walk around and they want to do bad stuff and they know that maybe everybody around them's got a gun, it deters them. So that's very realistic.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And that's my only point, is that if the criminal has a fear that the society as a whole will hold him accountable and he won't have to wait until he goes to jail and then for a trial, and then if he gets found guilty, I think the mentality, the psychology of the criminal changes at that point. Joe, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I do. I do think. Give everybody over age 10 that's law-abiding, give them a gun.
Oh,
see if we improve things.
Finally, on radio, Danny Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson. Nationwide, Sunday nights.
For you, is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want? Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have.
Why live under the burden of death?
Look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs. I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you are experiencing savings as high as 35%, but on average, about 27% off of what they formerly paid for the prescriptions that they needed. If you've not yet signed up, it's easy to do. Just go to CARESProject.com. That's CARESProject.com and print your card today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Baldwin McCullough Live, thank you for staying with us tonight on the Baldwin McCullough broadcast, live from New York, the same New York that was the site of the shooting at the Empire State Building. And, of course, Mayor Bloomberg showed up right after it was all over to say,
well, I think that we need more gun laws.
No, I don't think he said that, but I know that he believes it. I know that he's willing to pummel President Obama and Governor Romney because they haven't come out and embraced his view of putting more gun laws into effect. And so because they haven't, he thinks this is his cause du jour. It's his crusade. He's going to be the guy that cleans up the gun mess. And the truth is, I think that the mayor is just crack smoking on this. I think he's out to lunch. I think he's totally missing the entire issue. By the way, the two officers, one officer had shot 9 rounds, the other officer shot 7. And the guy that they killed, the gunman, Jeffrey Johnson, who was 58, had originally 8 rounds in his gun, and he got 6 shots off. So for anybody that's saying, well, the police overreacted in this case, look, he had a drawn weapon on a New York street. Those officers better be shooting him, right? I mean, that's we can all agree on that, right, Stephen? We don't need to have some internal affairs investigation on these two cops. They shot 7 and 9 rounds. He shot 6.
They were faced with the life-threatening situation and responded accordingly.
Yeah, and I totally think that they did the right thing. And they neutralized the threat. And if you couldn't get there to get the gun out of his hand, the only other way to take him down was to shoot until he dropped.
Absolutely, which is what they did.
Yeah. And it's sad that people had to die because of it. But anyway, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're interested in your thoughts. Line 1, Matthew is calling from Texas. Now, we lost Matthew? Okay. It'd be nice if I was told that we lost Matthew. I guess I just was. But Matthew from Texas wanted to say, yes, more people should carry guns, because if people could police themselves, you wouldn't have these shootings. You wouldn't have to rely on officials. Oh, he's back. Let's go to line 1. Matt's calling from Texas. Hey, Matt, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hey, thank you.
What station are you listening to by chance?
GCN Live.
Oh, okay. Off the web?
Yeah, I have it on my phone.
Yeah, you're streaming it. Okay, very good. Yeah, that's our syndicator, the Genesis Network. So thanks for letting me know that. So what's your thought on this?
Well, honestly, I just really have like a very strong opinion about this. I've always have, you know, we tend to rely on people here in the United States. I mean, I know it's given to us, it's convenient, and people have gotten used to it, you know, and that's why...
What have they gotten used to?
You know, you've got used to being fed convenience. And, you know, whenever you don't have to worry about anything and you're able to be lazy about it, you're more comfortable. Or you know, that's just the way that people think nowadays, and that's a habit that I believe that we should break out of. You know, if we did have the chance to really set the tone, you know, for example, you know, just take speed limits for an example. You know, those speed limits are not put up by someone who just drives that road or knows that road. It's put up by people, you know, that are sitting behind a desk. And then whenever you drive that road and you realize that, well, the speed limit shouldn't be like that. It should be this, you know, and then they ticketed you for it. Well, then, you know, like, you get where I'm coming from?
No.
No, the people.
I'm trying. I'm really trying.
Okay, but now you're talking about gun controls and let's just say like that incident that happened at the Empire State Building. That's what y'all were talking about, right?
Right.
Okay, well, let's just say this. I mean, I'm not saying inside that building itself, but, well, let's just say that more people did carry around, you know, guns, and then, you know, that, you know, legally, you know, you're able to carry it around almost like the Wild West style, you know.
Sure.
You just have it on a holster.
That's what I'm in agreement with, absolutely.
And then, you know, as soon as somebody would bring out a gun, you know, if somebody sees that, you know, Or multiple people see that, well, then you have more guns pointing back in that direction that's being a threat. And so you eliminate that threat. Instead of having to, you know, get scared or find cover or just flee or something, you know, you're able to take care of it yourself.
You have greater, yeah, I like that, Matthew. That's a very good argument. Thank you for the call, by the way. What he's basically arguing, Stephen, is that if we took responsibility for our own safety, we wouldn't be as freaked out when bad behavior tries to take place. And you know what he made me realize? Mayor Bloomberg has helped create the situation that allowed that guy to kill that guy this week. Because when you disarm the populace, criminals think that they can get away with stuff.
Right. Well, I also feel that there should be regulations in place so that those people who are permitted to be armed in situations like that are qualified to know how to do and respond in a way that would be helpful.
Sure.
That's my only point.
Like driver's ed in high school, you have gun ed.
Gun ed.
Gun education.
Gun ed.
And you do that in high school.
From the mind of Kevin McCullough. Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. 888-340-3373. Gun education. Done in the public schools. Look, we're not teaching them anything else. Why not teach them how to defend themselves?
Uh-huh. I think there'd be a lot of kids that'd take that course.
What I know a few. I would have seen how many times I could take the course and get repeat credit for it. 888-340-3373. Final thoughts on this, and just one observation about the naked prince when we continue tonight in our final thought. Prince Harry, you know, he got all naked in Las Vegas, and we were going to talk about it. Instead, I'll just have to make a quick observation, and we'll go from there. But anyway, if you missed any part of tonight's broadcast, you can get it by going to BaldwinMcCullough.com. You can also download the podcast from iTunes. Grateful to make that available. And grateful for great stations carrying the show coast to coast. KCBQ in San Diego, all the way to WNYM 970, The Answer in New York. And we're with you each Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern. Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin here on Baldwin McCullough Live and online, totally free, at BaldwinMcCullough.com.
Best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host Danny Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the next generation for success? 14,000 hours of schooling that you and I had from kindergarten just to the 12th grade. Not a single class was on financial wisdom. Not a single hour teaching us the difference between wise and foolish spending. Teaching us really the price that credit card debt really pays on an individual and a family. Not a single class on how to become an entrepreneur, start your own business. Not a single class on even how to motivate and work with other individuals. Not a single class in those areas. And so why is it important to groom the next generation for success? Because right now society is grooming the next generation for accidental failure.
Why not discover for yourself the proven strategies for raising the next generation of leaders? Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the book, exclusively at DannyJohnson.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
.com.
Rekindle the romance between you and I. Goes into
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough, myself, Stephen Baldwin, being the former parasitical host.
Now he's jailbait.
Now looking forward to my court date.
Was there a friendly fella in the holding cell
where I can rectify?
Hey there, little Stevie.
This unfortunate
Stevie
situation.
B, you want to be my girlfriend?
And no, it was more like, you know.
Hey Stevie, I liked you in
Usual
Suspects.
Yo, Stevie B, what's up, bro? How you doing, homie? What you doing in here, homie?
Yeah. And I'm sure you were just jive-talking with all of them all the way through.
It was a little bit kooky.
Yeah.
It was a little bit kooky. But again, I said it before, I'll say it again. No one is above the law.
Good.
I regret what transpired. And my hat's off to the...
NYPD.
The fabulous folks at the 28th Precinct who were very nice to me. And enough said.
I just thought of a great marketing campaign for...
Like gun ed?
Yeah. Oh. Gun education in public schools. I think that would rock.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But no. It just hit me because, you know, your daughter Haley, she's started her modeling career. She's having some success with that.
Mm-hmm.
One of her clothing lines should reenact that whole scene. And, like... She's with her dad. Her dad's about to get a ticket and go be hauled off to jail because he didn't sign the piece of paper, you know, for some silly reason, like not signing a piece of paper. And she comes to your rescue by getting out of the car and, like, you know, catwalking it around the corner of the car. And the cops are like, oh, I can't write a ticket for this. You go on your way.
She could be like a cat cop.
A Catwoman cop.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Anyway.
Okay.
There's a nugget of something there.
Haley might get into that.
Yeah. If there's enough wind machines.
Catwalk coppers. And then you bring in, like, the Victoria's Secret models.
How to keep, which we hope and pray that Haley doesn't pursue. That's not the path.
That's not
the line of modeling.
There'll be none of that.
Well, you were the one who brought it up.
I just meant that all kinds of horrible crimes might be deterred in the future if you had, like, some Victoria's Secret gals walking around being catwalk coppers.
You're starting to sound like Prince Harry.
Oh, no. That's not good.
That was a very bad... No, and see, you thought you had a rough week. You didn't have to go back and face the Queen.
Yeah.
Who wanted to trade places with him? I'm sure when he got back to London, it was like, how long until my troop leaves for Afghanistan again?
Yeah. Imagine her putting little Harry over her knee and thwacking him with a yardstick.
No, it's not that. She's like, fine. No use of the rolls for 2 years, young man.
Yeah.
You will walk everywhere you go. Anyway, he's Baldwin, I'm McCullough. We're always glad to have you with us on Saturday nights and hope that you will be back with us next week with friends here on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Thanks for listening and God bless.
See ya.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.